Hey y'all, and welcome to the Faith Room. Here on this podcast, we discuss different topics and align them with God's Word to help deepen our faith. This is a safe space for us to talk about the trials and tribulations of life and how it's been used for God's glory. We are excited to minister to those who are looking to strengthen their faith and grow in intimacy with God. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Room, hosted by me, Danielle Harris. Now let's get into this episode. Hey y'all, hey. Welcome back to the Faith Room. It's your girl, Danielle. So y'all, I don't know if y'all know or not, but right now, in this moment, I am dropping a podcast episode every Sunday and every Wednesday. So you can expect that. For now, listen, don't get used to that because I don't know how long this is going to last. I'm just like, right now, the Lord is just dumping on me a lot of stuff to talk about. So right now, we're flowing. We're going. We're being consistent. I'm pretty sure there will be a time. Actually, I'm not going to say that because as long as I got God and I'm constantly letting God talk to me, constantly getting on the mic, being brave enough to talk about it, because listen, y'all probably like, why is she crying on the mic my last episode? Why is she sitting here crying? Listen, I didn't expect to cry. I was in my freaking devotional and the Lord was just like, get on the mic and talk about it. So that's what I did, and in the moment I got emotional. I'm sorry. So, but I've been like very, very emotional since like I became closer and more intimate with the Lord. I've just been a very emotional person. Everything touches me now in a different way. Like everything, I don't know, like my heart is super soft and gooey, and I remember always being like this where things when I was younger, always being like this where things would just touch my heart in a different way. And I'll have compassion, like true deep compassion. But ever since, like, I've been through some stuff, like in my high school days and leading up to like the age I am now in my adulthood, ever since I've been through some tough stuff, my heart has honestly gotten cold. And I've honestly, in those midst of those years, I've been far, far away from the Lord. And if y'all want, like, my testimony then, like, when I was younger and the things that I was into, listen, I went on my Snapchat. Listen, going on your Snapchat memories will really humble you because I did not even recognize myself. Like, I used to do that. I used to do those things. Really? I was out here like that. If you talking about somebody and what they got going on, and what they doing with their life that's like really bad and not what the Lord wants. And child, just go on that Snapchat memory. I'm pretty sure it will humble you real quick. Like, girl, you was just doing what she was doing. So who are you to talk? Who are you to talk? Okay. All you gotta do is go on that Snapchat memory. You know what I'm talking about. And let that humble you. That's not what we're going to talk about today. What we're going to talk about is, like I said, I used to have a really compassionate heart. My heart used to be really, really soft, and I just used to feel for people. I used to want to do like so much for people, be there for people, show up for people. And over the years, when I seen one that I wasn't getting the same return on that, where people's hearts wasn't the same way towards me and people weren't willing to go out of their way for me and basically return the love, my heart started to get cold. Like, I'm not about to continue to do good to people, especially those that are mistreating me, right? And it was one day, I remember I was going through something and the Lord was like, listen, I know this hurts. I know that, you know, this person has just been so rude and nasty and disrespectful towards you, But the last thing that I want you to do is stop being good. I don't want your heart to get cold. I don't want you to start doing bad because they're doing bad. Like, I want you to continue to show up, and I want you to continue to show my love, and I want you to continue to do what it is that I'm calling you to do, which is to have the fruits of the Spirit. And I just remember specifically him showing me scripture. Okay, y'all. So the scripture is Galatians 6:9, and it is, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." So the Lord is saying, don't give up with doing good, right? Continue to do good. Continue to give to those that mistreat you. Continue to show up for those that mistreat you. Continue to have a good heart, y'all. And I know it's hard. Listen, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. Because in a sense, it just feels like you're bullying me. And I'm not standing up for myself, right? And that could look like a couple of different things. Like, it's easy to be like, I'm not going to do that because they did this to me. Nope, they getting cussed out because they treat me any type of way. And it's hard to just continue to be a good person and have a good heart when people are not being good to you. That's really difficult. But this whole episode, y'all, it is called, literally, I am calling this episode, "You cannot do good on your own, and you are not good on your own." Simple. We are not good people without the Lord. That's just the truth. We are evil. We are wicked. I don't care how holy you think you are without the Lord. I don't care how good of a person you think you are. We are all flawed in a certain way where we have evil and wicked ways about us. And it may not all be evil. It may not all be wicked. You may not constantly think about evil or wickedness to do to other people, especially those that have hurt you. But we all, if we're being honest, we all have had times where it's like, ooh, really? So it's really like a heart check. You really got to check your heart. And then when you check your heart, you will see how much you really need the Lord. Like, we all need the Lord. Listen, we cannot do life alone. Okay? We cannot do life without the Lord. We are evil. We are wicked. I'm going to say that again. We are evil. We are wicked without the Lord. I know I can't do life without the Lord. I am a piece of crap. I want to say the other word. But I am. Like, when you really look at yourself, when you're far from the Lord, you be like, dang, I need help. I do. I really need help because I can't do this good thing alone. Like, even though I know that I have a good heart that has been given to me by the Lord, like, and even without him, if I just say I got a good heart when I'm far from the Lord, sis, you don't have a good heart. You got good ways about you. Like, your heart has good ways. It has good intentions sometimes. But at the end of the day, if you don't have the Lord, then you are far from good. Okay, let's just talk about it. All right, and then hold on, because let's just pause, because I had to check myself on this too, because then we'd be looking at people who doing wrong or evil and wicked to us, and we'd be like, ooh, they are so evil, they are so bad, they need help and this, that, just talking about all they need. And then when you look and reflect at yourself and the things that you have thought about and said and done, you'll be like, ooh, but I need the Lord too. Like, literally, it's like hypocritical. Like, how are you gonna sit here talk about this person when you the same exact way when you don't have the Lord? Sometimes, if we're being honest, we're the same way when we do get the Lord, but that's another conversation. We ain't gonna talk about that. We're not gonna talk about that. All right, so let's get into it. Okay. So one, don't become a bad person or have an evil heart because others have an evil heart. Your reward is going to come from the Lord, and it may not come directly from that person. It may come in another way from a different person. They may sow back into you or give back to you or whatever it looks like for the situation. So don't get get upset with doing good to people. And another thing that I try to remember is that I'm not being obedient to that person. I'm being obedient to the Lord and what the Lord has told me to do. And when you have fear of the Lord in your heart, can't nobody tell you to do otherwise, because he has the utmost power over my life. And I'm not trying to play with the Lord, okay? And when you love the Lord, you're obedient to his word and you do what he says to do. So when you look at it as, oh dang, I'm just letting them take control of me, or I'm just letting them take advantage of me, and I'm just letting them step all over me, and it in a sense where it feels like somebody is bullying you, you just really have to think, okay, no, I'm not letting them take control of me or use me. The Lord is using me for his good. The Lord is using me to do for this person, to plant a seed in their life in some way, so that their mindset maybe can be transformed. Like, you really never know what the Lord is doing. So I don't even question it. I just be obedient to his word and what he says do. And it says don't get weary with having a good heart, or don't get weary with doing good in general, because you will reap what you sow. Okay, so if you sow a good seed, you will reap the fruit from that. Okay, and then if we're all being honest, hello, knocking on the door. Okay, this might get a little like, oh, I don't know. Hey, it may not sit well with you in your spirit right now. Okay, but if we continue to do good, what we may reap may not come until our afterlife when we're in heaven with the Lord. Okay, our reward may not come until we die. Hello, anybody want to talk about that though? Because I feel like we're always talking about what we're gonna reap on earth and what we're gonna get here on earth and what we're gonna, all these blessings we're gonna get here on earth. Sometimes our reward may not be coming until we die, and we have to be okay with still being obedient to the Lord, even though it may take a little while for us to get the reward. Okay, I'm gonna move on, because I know that when I first heard that, I was like, oh, wow. I mean, it's a hard pill to swallow, but we just got to be real and honest with ourselves, because we can't be living off this false hope that, oh, I'm going to get all these blessings because I'm doing good. And it's like, no, your blessing may not come until you in that coffin. Okay, that's a little too much. Maybe that's a little too much. Okay, moving on. So yeah, just don't get tired of doing good, being a good person, y'all. I know it is very difficult, but please don't get tired. Do the work that you have to do to forgive people. Really, it can't be done. And that's how I'm going to transition to the next part of this episode. It can't be done without the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you something, forgiveness doesn't mean all the time. I mean, you really have to seek the Lord on this, because just don't take my word for it, or just don't take what I'm saying and just use it towards your life, because it may be different for you in your situation depending on the situation, right? Forgiveness doesn't mean all the time reconciliation. Does the Lord love reconciliation? Absolutely. But we also have to be mindful that we are to guard our hearts, y'all. We are to guard our hearts. And what that looks like is not allowing ourselves to be in places and atmospheres where the Lord is not glorified, right? Just not letting things in your heart that is not of the Lord. And that could mean people who don't believe the way that you believe, or people who don't have the same mindsets as you. So just because you are forgiving someone, and just because you are still choosing to do good to them, doesn't mean that they have to have a close access to you or intimacy with you. You still have to have boundaries as a Christian. And that's something that I recently learned. I have been reading through John 4, and 46 through 50 specifically. And this scripture talks about how there is a man that comes because he hears Jesus is in town, And he comes and he asks Jesus to heal his, I think it was his son. He asks Jesus, can you heal my son? And Jesus says to him, and this is from ESV, I think. He says, unless you people see signs and wonder, you will not believe. And you just have to pause real quick and really think. Honestly, think to yourself. What if the Lord never performed miracles and signs and wonders in our life? Would we still believe who he is who he is? You know what I mean? And it's like these people only believe Jesus. And they didn't even believe that he was the Messiah. That's the crazy part about it. They just was engaging with Jesus simply for what he could do for them. And it's people in your life that may be engaging with you because only what you can do for them, only what they can receive from you. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel how you feel. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, as you can see in the text, the Lord didn't say, no, I'm not doing that for you because you don't believe in me or you don't believe who I say I am. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. He still continued to do what the man was asking him to do. He healed his son. Now notice that in the text, this is in the King James Version, Jesus sent the man away. He said, go. He didn't say, I'll come with you. He didn't go with him to the place where his son was. He said, go, and he healed his son. And to me, in that, it just shows me that he didn't want to be in close proximity with these people that didn't want to believe he was who he was and didn't want to see him for who he was, but just wanted him for what he could do for them. He wasn't willing to be in close proximity with them. He wasn't willing to be intimate with them and share his secrets with them. You know, Jesus, he's very particular about who he makes a friend. Like we often say, Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my friend. And Jesus, a friend is someone who's we're intimate with, right? Who we share secrets with. It even talks about in the Bible that Jesus doesn't consider everyone his friend. Notice that he had disciples. The disciples was who he was sharing his deepest, darkest secrets with. And didn't even go into full detail with them of what he was going to do all the time. So we just have to be, you know, mindful of who we call a friend, first of all, and first and foremost, and who we are being intimate with. But that doesn't mean that we can't still do good for people because we aren't intimate with them, or it doesn't mean that they have to repay us in some way for us to be good to them. You know, sometimes the people, just imagine how Jesus felt. He knew these people didn't believe that he was great. He knew they didn't believe that he had the title and the authority that he had. They were literally just coming to him for the miracles that he could work. So you don't believe I am who I say I am. You just want me for what I can do for you. And I'm going to translate this because it just came to my spirit. You don't believe that I'm a wife, that I can be a wife. But you believe that I should be able to cook and clean for you. Oh, hello. Take care of kids. Love on you and be intimate with you in the ways that the Lord says don't be intimate with you if I don't got a ring on my finger. You want all the benefits of me being a wife, but you don't want to make me a wife. I mean, make it make sense Make it make sense is all I'm saying. I don't know who that was for, but make it make sense, okay? You want the benefits of me being able to do for you in the workspace, do all these great things in the workspace, train people, do all this extra paperwork, do all this extra stuff that's not in my job title, but you don't want to pay me what my title, which you should make my title is as a manager. You don't want to pay me manager money, so you ain't gonna make me a manager. I mean, just make it make sense, right? Okay. But however, I say all that to say this. We can't do good without the Holy Spirit. So we really have to ask the Holy Spirit to take over and come into us and produce the fruit that it wants to produce in us. You know, the fruits of the Spirit, it came up this morning during my devotional, and I just want to touch on that, the fruits of the Spirit. Okay, so yeah, the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. All of those are fruits of the Spirit. Now, we are humans. We cannot have those fruits without the help of the Holy Spirit. Nobody can obtain all those fruits without the help of the Holy Spirit. And that's leaning more into one, recognizing that we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. And that's leaning more into prayer, where we seek the Holy Spirit will cause our relationship with the Lord to become more intimate. So really everything we do in life, if we need help from God, is a chance to become more intimate with Him, in prayer. Be able to pray and ask the Lord to come in and help you to be these things more like Him. I mean, you have to seek Him in order to become more like Him, but you cannot do it by yourself out of your own strength, y'all. And I think that's what people fail to realize, especially when they first become, you know, a Christian, that it's not going to happen on your own. That's why you're baptized with in it represents you being baptized, and the Holy Spirit comes over you because you can't do it by yourself. And you really have to seek the Lord to do it each and every day as your daily bread. Because, listen, living in 2024, you definitely can't do it by yourself. I'm telling you can't do it. All right. So, real quick before we end, just want to go over the fruits of offense. Okay? Because we're talking about having a good heart and continuing to do good, but I want to go over the fruits of offense. And again, this is in the Beta Satan. So if you don't have the book, it's by John Bevere. If you don't have the book is The Bait of Satan. It talks about the fruits of offense. It talks about offense in general and how we are to forgive others and how, listen, how are we to continue, why we are to continue to do good to people. Even though we may not receive good, we are still to show up for people. And have a good heart, right? And how you have a good heart is to not let offense take over your heart and make your heart cold. And how you can notice when your heart is cold is because you'll have the fruits of offense. And the fruits of offense are hurt, anger, outrage, jealousy, resentment, strife, bitterness, hatred, envy. These are the fruits of offense. Now, want to go over the consequences of picking up the offense. When we let the offense come in, okay, the offense is always going to come, but when you choose to pick up the offense and carry it with you, hello, extra baggage, you're carrying baggage. And listen, that's another that I'm going to talk about that on another episode. But when you choose to pick it up and carry the offense, This is the stuff that you will start to do. You'll start to insult, attack people. You'll start wounding people. They'll cause division and separation, broken relationships, betrayal, and backsliding. Or you'll go back to doing the things that you were just delivered from. So yeah, we have to be, and that is Satan's number one trap is offense. That is how he gets people to backslide all the time, because we're picking up the offense. Each day, each week, each month, whatever, you're always going to have an opportunity to become offended, pick up the offense and drag it with you and hold it in your heart. And when you do that, and all the offense that comes our way, if we do that and constantly hold on to so much offense by each and every person that has gave us the opportunity to become offended, if we carry that in our heart, you will be a bitter, angry, ugly person inside. Listen, I'm not saying it's your fault that the offense happened. I'm saying it's your fault because you chose to pick it up and carry it in your heart. Don't let the devil win at helping you to become a bitter, nasty, ugly person inside. Please don't. I am still working on cleaning up my heart, because it was a point where I just let all this offense, I just kept grabbing, picking up all these bags of offense, and I was ugly inside. And the Lord is working on me to come out of that. And while working, it's hard, y'all, because while you're working on cleaning up your heart and softening your heart and letting the Lord work in your heart, you still have to take on more offense. And it's like, dang. But I'm not taking it up. I'm not picking it up. I'm letting it slide off of me. And I'm keeping my eyes focused on the Lord and what the Lord says to do. And being obedient to him is my main focus. And you will have people in your ear telling you that picking up the offense is the right thing to do. And I just want to tell you and remind you that it's not okay. Set your boundaries. That's fine. But don't become cold because what people have done to you. Don't become cold-hearted because those that have done bad or done crazy stuff to you. Don't become like those people, because they're just hurt people. They're just people who have grabbed offense and held on to it. And now they're just the ones that's spewing out the offense. Like, so it's like a cycle. And once you realize that it's a cycle, you, one, won't want to become a part of that cycle. And if you love the Lord, you'll do everything to break the cycle. Because you not picking up offense and you not becoming cold-hearted is actually breaking and changing the world. We always think that changing the world is this big, magnificent thing. Like, we have to do something crazy, like start a organization to help children in Africa, or start an organization to feed the homeless, or start a community to feed home. All those things are really good things, and that they are things to change the world, right? But we got to start looking at the stuff that's minuscule. I hope that's the right word. I'm trying to do better with my vocabulary. I hope that's the right word, minuscule, like small. We have to start doing things that, you know, are small to change the world, like changing your heart, working on yourself so that you could be a better person in the world, you know? So that's also changing the world, not continuing the cycle of offense and what that all that comes with that, you know, all that comes with offense, stopping and breaking that curse. Okay. The curse of offense. And that could look like forgiving people in your family. We always talk about breaking generational curses, people holding on to offense in family, holding on to offense towards people in your family, in your close family. That could be breaking generational curses, letting go of the offense, forgiving, and reconciling. Y'all, listen, I know y'all be laughing at me. I don't even care. But you know what I'm saying, okay? So yeah, the Lord says, forgive. Forgive them. The Lord says, and this is, listen, I won't be coming on here just saying the Lord said this. No, I'll be reading from scripture. I made sure I got my scripture because y'all ain't finna come for me. Okay. The Lord says, forgive. It's in his word. Okay. The Lord says to do good and don't get weary at doing good. And the Lord outlines the fruits of the Spirit and how to obtain the fruits of the Spirit, which is through the Holy Spirit. So again, to sum it all up, we cannot do good on our own, and we are not good on our own. We need the Lord. We need the Lord to do good. We need the Lord to be good. Okay? So I hope this is encouraging to someone to break the cycle of offense, to break the cycle of holding bitterness and anger and resentment in your heart, to do good to those who don't do good to us, and to really seek the Lord at what that looks like for your particular situation or the particular relationship that you are engaged in. Ask the Lord, really seek him. That's a part that he may be pulling you to be more intimate with him, is to seek him in prayer, to ask him, Lord, what do you want me to do with this? How do you want me to handle this relationship? How do you want me to move forward with it? Do you want me to be intimate with this person? Do you want me to set boundaries with this person? But I doubt, highly doubt, the Lord is telling you to spew back the negativity or spew back the hatred and the anger and the resentment and all of these things. I'm highly doubt the Lord is telling you to do that. So yeah, that is the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope the audio did good. We're going to see when I listen back to it. But I hope it didn't have all this static in it and all these things. I got to get a mic that I'm not holding, because I'm holding the mic that I have now. They're little mics that I have and I'm holding them. So hopefully if the Lord blesses me one day, I can get a mic that's, you know, sitting still on its own, so I'm not touching it and it's not making a whole bunch of noise. And yeah, so we're gonna look into that. But thank you so much for tuning in. If you stayed this long, thank you. Please make sure to leave a review, guys, and follow me. I don't even know how to check that stuff yet, but just leave a review and follow me, and we're gonna tap into next episode, which I don't know the topic yet, but I'm hoping the Lord puts it on me before the time comes. So just thank you for tapping in, and I hope you guys have a great week. I'll talk to y'all Wednesday. All right, bye-bye.